You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's June 5th, 2025, also known as Nintendo Switch 2 Launch Day. And welcome to episode 136 of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning, I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. On this episode, I'm going to be talking all about everything you need to know to be ready for the Switch 2. But as always, we start the show by checking out some of the gaming news from the past week. Summer Game Fest begins this weekend, and I'm going to have all of my thoughts on that and some of the other showcases on next episode. But yesterday, Sony got out of the gate first with a brand new State of Play, showing off some of the upcoming titles for the PlayStation 5. And altogether, I thought it was a pretty darn solid showing. They kicked things off with Luminous Arise from the makers of Tetris Effect. So all you acid trippers, this one's for you. Capcom's Pragmata, which looks kind of Dead Spacey, but it looks like it could be cool. And then Grasshopper Studios' Romeo is a Dead Man, which, it's exactly as stupid and insane as you would expect from a Suda 51 game. But then they showed off Silent Hill F, which is the first, I think it's the first new, like brand new story in Silent Hill in quite a while. And it's the first entry to take place in Japan. And I think this looks fantastic. They showed off some gameplay, some cinematics. It looks creepy as hell. And it's coming out this fall, September 25th to be exact. Next, they showed off a few other games, a new Digimon game, Final Fantasy Tactics, Baby Steps, which looks very, very silly, and a game I am quite excited for. I don't know how many other people get excited for this, but everybody's golf Hot Shots. That's just like comfort food for me, kind of like Katamari. And by the way, what a weird name. So the series was always called Everybody's Golf in Japan, but in America, it was called Hot Shots Golf. So now this one is called Everybody's Golf Hot Shots. It's very confusing. Digital Eclipse is doing a Mortal Kombat collection, which will be great for fans of that series. Sony's also, they're also making their own wireless fight stick, which looked pretty darn cool. And they finished things off with a trio of interesting games. First, 007 First Light from IO Interactive, the makers of Hitman. And it focuses on a much younger James Bond than we're used to seeing before he gets his 00 status. I think Hitman mechanics in a James Bond game is just a formula for awesomeness. Then they showed a very brief Ghost of Yotai teaser. It didn't show much, but it was more of a tease for their upcoming State of Play focused on that game, which is coming out next month. And then they finished with a game that makes me wish I liked fighting games. Marvel Tokken, however you say it, Fighting Souls from Arc Systems. This game looked slick. This looked amazing. It's gorgeous. It's got Marvel anime vibes. It's beautiful to look at. And I'm never going to play it because I just don't like fighting games. But it looks really, really good. So, yeah, nice showing. Sony has been very quiet lately, and it's nice to see some reasons to turn on the old dusty PS5 this year. And quite a nice start to the Summer Game Fest season. So right now, as we speak, at this moment, the Nintendo Switch 2 has launched worldwide. Those of you who pre-ordered one in store may have already attended a midnight launch and have it in your grubby little hands, and others might be standing in line waiting for a store to open right now, and others are going to be watching for that FedEx van today like a fat kid looking for the ice cream truck to come. Either way, we now live in a world where the Switch 2 is available. So today, I just want to talk about everything we know, everything you need to know about the new console, the options, the games, the features, and so let's get right to it. So you've got two options when it comes to picking up the Switch 2. You can get the console by itself, which comes with a pair of Joy-Cons, a Joy-Con grip, two straps, the dock, plus the AC adapter and HDMI cable, and that package retails for $449.99. Or you can grab the limited time bundle, which comes with all of those, plus a code for a digital copy of Mario Kart World. And that retails for $499.99. And that's definitely the smarter option, as Mario Kart is the big launch day game, and by itself, it retails for $80. So you're going to save $30 if you're able to get that bundle, but it's only available through the fall. Talking about the console itself, it's got a 7.9-inch LCD screen, which is a nice improvement from the 6.2-inch screen of the original Switch. It also runs at a 1080p resolution, up from 720p, and when docked, it's capable of running games in 4K. It has 256 gigs of internal storage compared to only 32 in the original, so that's a big bump. And you can also still upgrade with up to, up to 2 terabytes of additional storage. It has, you know, improved graphical capabilities that make it probably more on par with a PS4 or an Xbox One, which I think is totally fine for this machine. And it has a built-in microphone for chat options. Another big improvement are the new Joy-Cons, which are larger to fit more comfortably in the hands of humans, something that could be a disadvantage for someone like Donald Trump that has tiny little squirrel hands. They also connect magnetically now, so they've got the ability to be used on a flat surface also, like a computer mouse. So now you can play solitaire on your Switch with even better precision. So now, once you've got your console, your brand new console set up, and it's got that new console smell, you know that smell? You've got to decide what else you're going to buy to go along with it. So, as far as official Nintendo accessories, you can grab an extra pair of Joy-Cons for those local multiplayer Mario Kart matches. But be aware, those are going to run you $95. Wow! Most of their accessories were hit with tariff-related price hikes, so that's a little bit of a tough pill to swallow. Hopefully they're more durable and I'm not burning through them as fast as I did the original ones, because at $95, that's tough. A slightly cheaper option would probably be to go with the Switch 2 Pro Controller, which is $10 cheaper at $85. If you plan on using Nintendo's I can't remember what they call it, FaceTime-like feature, you can grab a camera for $55. But I think, I'm pretty sure I've read that certain third-party cameras, like webcams, will also work with your Switch 2. So that's a good option. And a 256-gigabyte micro SD for additional storage runs $60. Oh, and the official carrying case, so you can take it to your buddy's house, is $85. Now, something I know I will be investing in is a secondary dock so that I can, you know, quickly switch between the living room TV and the family room TV for when, you know, the new season of Bridgerton comes out and I gotta disappear to the basement for a while. One of those is going to retail for $120. And as always, there are going to be loads of third-party accessories available, which, you know, oftentimes, the quality is not quite as good, even though they are a cheaper option. So use your own judgment for that. Let's talk about launch titles. You know, you gotta buy games. I think it's pretty safe to assume that 99% of the folks getting a Switch 2 around launch time are going to be picking up Mario Kart World. Now, like I said, if you can find that bundle, that's the way to go. But I think even at $80, this game is probably going to be worth it. A bunch of hands-on previews went out earlier this week, and it sounds like this game is pretty great. It's massive and loaded with things to do beyond the usual Grand Prix races. Like, you can find P-blocks scattered throughout the free roam mode, and they will initiate missions for you to complete, which give you rewards. There's a reason that Mario Kart 8 was such a monster hit, and I think World is an absolute no-brainer for every new Switch 2 owner. Then there's the Nintendo Switch 2 Welcome Tour, which, let's be honest, that should be free. Unless there's some amazing functionality that I haven't seen yet, don't bother with that one. GameCube titles are also coming to the Switch Online service today, and the first three games on offer are F-Zero GX, Soul Calibur 2, and The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. All three of those, bangers. There are also a selection of titles that are getting Switch 2 editions at launch. Both Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom are getting visual and performance enhancements, and third-party titles like Hogwarts Legacy, Civ 7, Fantasy Life I, and Rune Factory are all also getting Switch 2 paid upgrades. Most of the paid upgrades, I believe, also include some additional functionality or features in them, too, so check that out. And several Switch games are also backwards compatible, and they'll be getting free performance boosts. Games like ARMS, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, Mario Odyssey, and Link's Awakening. And let's be honest, some of those games desperately needed that. As far as third-party games, there's quite a bit to choose from, really. But the highlights, I think, are Cyberpunk 2077. That'll be really interesting to see how that sucker runs. Hitman World of Assassination. Split Fiction, which I'm actually playing through right now. That game is great. Yakuza 0, Street Fighter 6. And I've been hearing quite a bit of buzz about this game, Survival Kids. That I might have to check out. That could be like a sleeper hit. Yeah, that's kind of the basics. There's going to be a lot more to talk about with the Switch 2 in the weeks to come as everybody starts playing. Hopefully I'll be able to snag one before too long. But for now, I think that should give you a pretty good idea of what to expect on launch day today. There are some great looking games out there, some accessories that you're going to want to pick up, and if you do happen to grab one today, have fun. Hey, this Sunday I'm going to be participating in Take Steps, a walk to raise awareness and funding for those affected by Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, also known as IBD. As many of you probably know, I was diagnosed last year with Crohn's after having a rare and serious side effect to a medication that I was on. It was a very hard time for me, and it's something that I'll likely be dealing with for the rest of my life. Hopefully, though, advances in science and in treatment can make living with IBD much easier for those who are dealing with it. So if you would like to sponsor my walk, I would be very proud to have your support. I'm going to post a link to the fundraising page in the show notes, and you can also follow the experience on my Blue Sky page. I'll be posting photos and videos this weekend. And visit takesteps.crohnscolitisfoundation.com to learn more about the event and find walks in your area. Can you hear the airplane? Airplane just went by. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.